Get a life. Some of you need a life. God came to give us life and give us life more abundantly. Amen. That when he called, that he saved me, I wasn't even in my right mind. But God was good. And then I found out immediately I had to get baptized. I said, what? So my pastor taught us. And my pastor came from the backgrounds of Miracle Valley, A.A. Allen. R.W. Schambach was a part of A.A. Allen. That's our background. Come on, somebody. Morris Cyrillo, that's our other background. And I want to tell you my original, one of my originals, because they all went home to be with the Lord already. All those are gone. Hello? But here's the controversy. People take this word, which is good. Take it for what it's worth. Take it for everything it's worth. We got people who are going to be baptizing in the name of the Father and Son and Holy Spirit out there. And we got others that are going to say that those are not baptized. I'm not here to argue that. I'm not here to, and you should never argue the word of God. You know, for those that have been baptized in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, these are those people that are following this word, because they'll say to you what God's word says, that I should do this. And it says to do it in the name of the Father. In the name of the Father. There comes the argument, in the name. Father is not a name. How many know what I just said? Father's a title. Son is a title. Holy Spirit is a title. Or a position. But it's not a name. So the argument is, so Pastor, what do you do? How do you do baptize? I say, I ain't going to tell you. Wait and see. Because if I tell you right now, you may judge me. Hello? What if I do it in both? What do you mean both? What's the way we should baptize? Well, Acts 2.38. Go to Acts 2.38. Put it on the screen for me. Acts 2.38. There's a joke about Acts 2:38. Never mind. Okay, God, I'll behave. I love saying jokes. I love humor. Here we are. Jesus resurrected. You're waiting in the upper room. They get baptized. What we'll cover next week, now since we're covering water baptism, because that's what this day is, water baptism. Next week, we're going to cover baptizing you in the Holy Ghost. Holy Spirit for you, more mellow people. I like Holy Ghost. Because we come from gangs and all that. We're not afraid. Oh, never mind. You see, God, I pray for their joy right now, Lord. I pray for each one to have a merry heart. Here we are. Peter said, this is the first group that came and got to hear a message. Peter said to them, repent. How many here are repented? How many know what that means? How many know that repentance means remission, not permission? We have people that believe that I'm gonna get saved. And I can do as I please, as I want. But that's not true. You can't do that. Receiving the salvation plan, you got to understand what Peter was trying to tell him here. Repent! And let every one of you be baptized. And here it comes, in the name of Jesus. For the remission of... What does sin mean? How about... another word called disobedience. How many of you are guilty of not obeying? I'll be the first to say, I argue with God. Come on. I don't argue with people. I guess he's the author of this. He penned that, not me. Right? But remission of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. That's the New King James Version. The Holy Ghost in the original King James, right? Come on, I gotta have that. You don't wanna pamper us. But remission. That means to turn away, turn around, not continue. But we in today's world, we have put that as permission to continue, which is not true. Continue to disobey, not true. How many know that today these people even if the parents have been instructed to tell their children that are wanting to be baptized what this means. So do you think these 10, 12-year-olds are going to obey 100%? How many were baptized as a youngster? I got to go wake this guy up. Hap. Hap. How are you? What age were you baptized at? Look at him now. I love Hap. He's 12 years old. I told him I'd baptize him again today if he'd like. He says, no, I've been baptized already. And he has messed up from the floor up before. He was a lawman. Can you imagine that? I was baptized at 12 and I became a lawman. I never did anything right. I never broke any law. Right. Doesn't mean you're not going to always obey. This is why we can ask God for forgiveness, and He is just and faithful to forgive us according to 1 John. So today, what we are expressing, today what we're doing, and why did God choose me? Because He wants change in us. He wants to change us. And that change starts from the inside. This represents the outside and the inside. Outside, we're going to, the immersing, right? The baptizing, dipping, No, we're not going to dip you. That's the prior covenant. Go dip yourself in the River Jordan, was told to the king's servant, because he was a man of leprosy, and the man of God told him what to do to get his healing. And he got angry because, you know why? And he got angry because he told him to go dip in the worst river out there. We get angry with God sometimes because he's not wanting to do it our way. Anybody been like that? Let me tell you, when I got baptized, what happened. We're going way back in time. I'm 24 years old. Been delivered from gangs and all that stuff. I'm not happy about that. I'm not happy of what I did prior to my conversion. He put us next to the pastor. The pastor, for some reason, liked us. We weren't even married. We were living together. Sinning. We're a sinner. You're a sinner. I was a sinner. And she believed in wearing tube tops to church back then. And I said, I'm saved now and I'm starting to learn a little bit, but he put us right next to the pastor. The pastor, for some reason, took us under his wing immediately. And I would share with her, you can't wear that. Well, let God tell me. How many have said that? Let God tell me, Pastor. And I said, he just did. Through me. That's a humor. We go at it. Iron sharpens iron, she always tells me. Amen. But we got close and baptism was coming and we wanted to be baptized. He made sure, he told us, you either get married or call it quits. And so I asked her, would you want to marry me? And she said, of course. How many years later? We're still married? Because only God can do this. Amen. And we have disagreed on everything in life. Come on, because opposites attract. I'm talking about baptism, right? We wanted to be baptized because we called the day. We're going to be baptized at the Santa Ana River back in 81. The day before, back in those days, we showed films on the reels. How many know what the films and the reels were? We're going to take you back in time, like in school, right? See, in school, I learned how to do the reel projector. Come on, in elementary. Hello, somebody, before I got, can't say that word, stupid in life. So we would always show certain films, like A Thief in the Night. Distant Thunder. Come on. Grow up with old school. Right? How about Nikki Cruz? David Wilkerson movie. Come on, the cross and the switchblade. Well, that's us. The switchblade. So we'd have to travel to Brea to go get the projector. We had to rent the projector, rent the film, and come back. On the day of the baptism that was scheduled after the day of the film, I had to take the film and and the projector back, and I told him, I'll be back in this time because I have to drive it because I have to, you know, deliver it back or else we're going to get charged again. And I said, I want to be baptized. And I get back to the church. And nobody's there. I take this stuff serious. Let me tell you what, I take this stuff serious. And I was so angry. Because they left, and I didn't know where they're baptized. I know it's in the river, somewhere that way. And so what I do, the next best thing that we think we have a right to do, I wrote a note to the pastor. Pastor, I did this for you and your church, and you couldn't wait for me? Blah, 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 blah. Because I have a right. I was on the works of the Lord. I was a servant. I used my own gas back then, which was what, 99 cents a gallon? And I left it for, I know he's going to see you as soon as he walks in. And I went home angry. Only to not be able to sleep that night because God began to deal with me. And he began to do something within my heart. And in my heart is part of this, the teaching that our pastor taught us. And I started to feel guilty and started getting remorseful that I didn't even want to go back to church again. And so I made my mind, I'm not going to go back to church because I don't feel right after what I did. But needless to say, I didn't let my flesh win, right? Go back to church. Head down, right? Like a little puppy. His head down. And I go before him. I said, Pastor, I need to talk to you. He says, go for it. He said, I apologize for the note that I left you. I said, the note that you blah, blah, blah me? I said, yes, Pastor, I'm so sorry. I ask that you forgive me because it wasn't right that I believe I had that kind of right. And he says, don't worry, brother, I forgive you. But then I said, why didn't you wait for me? Why? So today, if I baptize somebody that's not on our list, if you're here, today's your day. Come on. You're here. There's the water. And he says, the people pressured me. And I'm not going to say who else pressured him. It's called his wife. Because we got a group here versus one. And I can justify he goes after the one. But better yet, he is the one. That he said, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have listened. I shouldn't have gave in. I said, no, I understand. And he says, come on, we're going to set up a special day just for you. And he took us right there. And he took me to the river, my wife and I. And then he found there's this spot. It's amazing. Nice little dip. Clear, you could actually see. And he baptized us in the name of Jesus. And I thought, so I'm telling you, when I came out, the heavens opened. It was a cloudy day. But as soon as I came out of that water, the sun shone right on. And I said, wow, I felt so good. I take this serious. Are you listening, church? This is serious business for me. Well, the kids don't understand. You'd be surprised what they understand. If they can lie, they understand. Hello? If they can cheat, they understand. And we're going to make sure they understand it. And here, as we begin to close you out, because I need to get into this, the great point of that story, watch this. You're going to love this. Every one of those that put pressure got sick. Every one of them got the flu. Sick and throwing up, vomiting. But Albert and Deborah, we're good. Not a thing happened to us. That's just one of the many reasons I know God is so good to us. Are you listening, church? Today's a great day. We have to deal with those that are struggling. We have to deal with that, what God has called. How many know the church is not for a perfect person? The church is for those that are hurting, lost. looking for answers. And that's what we are supposed to be. The answers to those that are hurting, lost, upset, disappointed. Because life brings a lot of disappointments. So how can I say no to a child? I'm going to justify myself. You know how I'm going to justify myself? Come on, that because I'm talking about myself, right? Go to the book of Mark. Put me on Mark on chapter 10. I'm telling you, go to the book of Mark, right? I'm on the book of Luke. Stay in the book of Mark. Can't help it that in the electronic Bibles, right? Luke is under Mark, and my finger's too big. You ever get caught like that texting? Text the wrong word because your finger's too big? That's just me, I know. See, at least I've learned to be honest before God. Come on. And we might go to the book of Mark, right? The 10th chapter. And now I went to chapter 1. God, I really got this today. We had a long weekend. Great weekend, though. Verse number 14. For you that are going to judge me for doing these young children, it'll bother me for a moment, but I've learned to give it to God. And I'm going to teach you that. Give it to God when somebody disappoints you for doing what you thought was a good act. Something good for God. And then next thing you know, you got put down. Like, why are you doing this to these young people? Because I went, and let me tell you, I went before God. I said, God, the children, God, they're little. But then I had to hear that he was 12 years old. Are you listening? Jesus saw it. He was greatly displeased. Are you listening? This is for the religious. See, I take God's word seriously. I take it for what it's worth. Because if God tells me don't do it, I don't do it. How many know what I mean? I don't drink. How many understand that? I came from alcoholic parents. I was sipping their alcohol very, very little. Come on. And I became worse than them. So I'm not one that for pleasure. I'm not one for, come on. One's not going to hurt. I don't believe in one. I'm a pig. Are you listening, church? No, no, no. Let's get the cake. If you're going to do it, give me a cake. We're going to be here all night. And if we wake up, we do it. Back then, we didn't care. Are you listening? When Jesus saw it, he was greatly displeased and said to them, who's them? Who's he talking to here? Your Bible's in the King James Version, it should be read. Are you listening, church? Who is Jesus talking to? His religious people. When Jesus saw him, he was much displeased. If you look at 13, go to 13. Let's prove my point. Because I always got to prove my point. I don't know why. How many know God will prove you? He'll prove you right if you're right. Come on. Look what, put me on 13. Hello back there. Put me on verse number 13, same chapter. They brought the little children to him that he might touch them. But his disciples, there you are, church, you rebuked them. You pushed them away. You, say me. Because that's what we do sometimes. Hello, somebody. We're teaching little girls, our daughter, my granddaughter and others, to do the collection. I go, what are we doing? We're teaching women that we have to give them more money? What are you doing? Hello? Today, they were outside having fun. Come on. They've earned that position. So they brought the little children to him that he might touch them. But the disciples rebuked those who brought them. Going back to 14. Put it back on 14 now. But when Jesus saw it, look at how many know he sees everything? How many know he's looking down today? He saw you yesterday. Come on. He was greatly displeased. How many know he gets displeased? You think he's happy with everything? He's not happy with everything we do. He's not. But he loves us. He gives us another day. That's where the cliche. Thank God for another day. You better thank God. Because if you didn't do it right the night before, you're in trouble. Hello? He was greatly displeased and said to them, let the little children come to me and do not forbid them, for such is the kingdom of God. So when you see me baptizing a 10-year-old, a 12-year-old, judge me all you want. You're not going to hurt my feelings. But I'm going to tell you, this is our church. And this is what we're going to do. And I'm honoring the parents. Hello. I'm going to honor God because I fought this. I said, oh, what? You want me to do this? He said, don't stop the children from coming to me. You're just like my disciples now. I said, no, I'm not. I've learned not to deny you. Come on. The guilt that he put on me when I rebuked the pastor, and I was only 3 months in the Lord. I knew more than him at 3 months. Come on, that sounds like our children, that's for sure. They always know more than us. So what I'm about to do as we begin the process of getting ready for those that are going to be baptized, I'm baptizing in the name of Jesus. There are those that baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I don't argue with them. Because there are arguments that I've gone, and you don't know how many that I've been at their deathbed, and I lead them to Christ, and they receive the salvation plan. I've been told that they didn't make heaven their home because they weren't baptized. I said, you're wrong. You're absolutely wrong. Look at the cross. Look at the two thieves. And they always try to justify. Well, when he was cut on his side, they strove to, paraphrasing his word, of course, don't judge me. They stabbed them. No, they did our favorite thing, stabbed them. Right? And blood and water came out. That was his baptism. I said, oh, be quiet. Water represents the word. Blood means the cleansing. Come on, somebody. Thank God for cleansing. Thank God for word. Amen. So I'm going to baptize these, and I'm going to baptize those when I have the ability. But if somebody dies in my book, if I'm wrong, I'm probably going to be with the rest of those who are in religion. And those that, if I'm right, I won't be with them. I'm here to please God this morning. I've been requested, and I fought God. Do I not? It only takes a second with me to fight God because I lose quick. Hello, my arm, my fist can't reach heaven. Hello, come on. God is smart. That's why his arm is bigger than ours. He can reach everywhere. And we're like the Tyrannosaurus. You know which one I'm talking about? Which one is it? Excuse my English, okay? The T-Rex. Why has he got short hands and a big mouth? Come on. That's us with God. Trying to fight it, you're going to lose. Why? Because our mouth is too much. It's going saying too much. Stick to the word of God. You'll never fail. Using the word of God and standing on the word of God, that's the water. That'll never fail you. Today we're baptizing youngsters. I'm not going to tell you what the oldest is one. And say, wow, you haven't been baptized. Who cares? What I'm telling you today, he chose you because he wants you to be baptized. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And I've argued this with many people in closing you. John the Baptizer was baptizing out there. What name was he baptizing in? Because Jesus wasn't here. He hadn't died on the cross yet. What name was he baptizing in? Was he baptizing in the name of Jehovah? Okay, he wouldn't be wrong. Hello? Was he baptizing in the name of Yahweh? If I baptize in the name of Yeshua, will I be wrong? What name was he baptizing in? And what was he baptizing them for? Repentance. Hello, somebody. Argue what you want with those. It doesn't matter. What matters, he was doing what he was called for. He was the voice in the wilderness, Isaiah prophesied, and there he is. Locust and honey was his. What kind of diet is that? Locust and honey. Is that a keto? Locust is meat, isn't it? Well, it can't be the other one because that they can't eat meat. So I don't know. I'll leave that alone. See, I don't argue with diets. I'm on my own diet. I like it, I eat. If I don't like it, don't bother me. Come on. And no matter what, as long as I pray over it, we're good. Come on. Come on, people. You need some joy. Get some joy. So this morning, I'm going to ask all those that are be baptized, stand to your feet. The rest stay seated. Stand to your feet, those that are going to be baptized. I'll be having Minister John helping me today. Those that are going to be baptized, I want you to go to the side through these doors. There's Brother Estrada right there. Follow him. You go get your changing, your clothing. We have two outside, I believe. Is there two out there? Yes. You call them from out there. They're going to get dressed. We have robes for them to put on, so don't get all on me that, oh, my God. How do you dress in the church to get baptized? For those who are not really saved yet, they can come in the bikini. What are we going to do? We're going to put a robe. Judge them. Go ahead, judge them. Judge like that you will be judged as. Come on, somebody. A little humorous, right? We're going to have those prepare for baptism. They're going to be putting on their clothing for change, and they're going to have given a robe to change into, and then we're going to call them up. We are baptizing in the name of Jesus. We believe in the name. Come on. And in that name, we know it represents power. We know what God can do. I'm believing today for those that are struggling, that they're going to go down and they're going to come up brand new, like I did. I came up brand new back then in 1981, and I've never been the same since then. In pig's water. Hello? It smelled too, by the way. How many have been to the Jordan River? It is the dirtiest river in Israel. They wanted me to be rebaptized. I said, I don't need to be rebaptized. I got already baptized in dirty water. I don't need more dirty water. Come on. Amen. And then we had to pay. That's how you go pay to get dipped in the dirty water. Well, Jesus got, that's Jesus. He can do whatever he wants. If you didn't know, he actually can walk on that. Little humor, people. We have three children, three youth, kids being baptized along with adults. Some not agree with us today, but that's okay. You have every right to do that. You have a right to disagree, but agree with me to disagree. I'm going to ask that you're going to believe with us in a prayer for that when we do what we are called to do. The water's nice, too. Can you hear the heater? They're not going to want to come out. And with that being said, I'm going to ask that if you don't want to stay with us at this point, I'm going to ask that you dismiss yourself, go with God. God goes with you. But if you're going to stay with us, stay with us, because it's going to take us a few minutes to baptize these. Hello, somebody, because we're going to ask each one what why they're doing it and what is to come from them. Come on. And at that time, I'm going to call Isaiah Delgado up, because he's going to be singing a song for us as they baptize these. And the name of the song is Heal Test.